there, darling. I feel like we haven't talked in quite a while. But I'm glad to see that you're doing okay out there. All on your own. I love you so much. And I'm so sorry I can't be there with you right now. But I guess that's just how things are with us. You already said that you don't want to share your location for your own safety. But then again, I am your girlfriend. You should be able to trust me with that kind of information. Now, darling, why don't you just tell me where you are right now? In the comfort of the school, and then I can drive on down or book a flight as soon as possible to come and meet you. We can be together forever. And all I'm asking for is where to find you. Because that's all I want to do, my love. All I want to do is to love you for the rest of our lives. But if you keep on stopping me from getting to you, then there's no way to take this relationship further. There's no way for us to allow our love to blossom into something far more beautiful. Fine. If you really want to keep things a secret, then I guess I'll just have to work for it. So, what do you want, my love? A video call with my face? Do you want to hear me whine and plead for the information? Or shall I just take it as my own and do whatever I want? I knew you would ask for the video call. Most people would, in my opinion. But I guess if you're willing to give yourself up for something so simple, then I'm more than happy to oblige. What's that? You've changed your mind already? Come on, darling. You've seen me 100 times already. Why is this time any different? I only want to know where you are. It's not like it's anything difficult to give on your end, right? You've always had to make things difficult for me, haven't you? But that's okay. I love a little bit of a challenge. And honestly, this will be no different to hacking into a school computer. You don't exactly have any form of solid protection. Not even a decent firewall. I'm amazed. You've stayed away from viruses so long. Let alone be able to stop me from getting into your system. I can already hear you shaking. But you can't stop me now, darling. No matter how much you plead for me to give in, I want this more than anything else in the world. So, there's nothing you can do to stop me. I got scared there for a moment. Your system almost locked me out. I guess I didn't see that you were using a VPN. Probably for some kind of homework, right? This is interesting. I'm looking through all of your pictures and I see that there's a girl here. She looks nothing like you at all. Her eyes are the wrong color. Her fashion sense is much better. And her hair is on the opposite end of the spectrum entirely. Was she perhaps an old girlfriend of yours? I do hope that you're not still in contact, because that would be quite unfortunate for you. Now, wouldn't it? Oh, and would you look at that? I think my finger slipped and somehow deleted the photo. What a shame. Yeah. At least your taste in music is decent. Although, your Spotify playlists are very strange names that I didn't expect at all. And your music can get quite repetitive, if I'm honest. But oh well, this isn't what I'm here for. I'm here for something far more important. Oh, stop whining. I'm not going to stop no matter what you say. So, plead and beg me all you like, but your fate is sealed. I will find you, and I'll make sure to love you for the rest of my life, no matter what you do to try and stop me. Easy peasy. Just like I said before, not even your VPN could keep me out. And now your entire computer is mine to command. So, don't even try to turn it off. I've already got access to everything you own here. And your IP address is mine as well. Along with all your documents, photos, games, and files. Oh, and you have Minecraft as well. We should play together sometime. I would love to build a house with you and get some dogs and cats as our children. It would be amazing, right? Now that's not fair at all. There's no use in you saying things such as that. I have all of your deepest, darkest secrets. So I think that you should take the comment back before I leak it all onto Reddit. Good boy. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Now, tell me that you love me. I want to know that you're mine forever and always, and that no matter who stands between us, you will always come running back to me in a time of crisis. Oh, perfect. Perfect. And now, to find some plane tickets, because you're just far too far away for me to drive, so I guess you'll just have to pick me up from your local airport. Don't worry, it's not too far away, and I've already sent you the best route which you can take to come and get me. It's technically a longer route, but it's much safer and often has less traffic. So, in the end, it will actually be quicker in most circumstances. But now, for the fun part. First class? No, that's far too expensive. The tickets. Oh, don't mind me. I love you more than my own comfort. So I might as well save the money and then treat you to dinner once I get over there. Which should be by tomorrow afternoon, if all things go well. I hope you're ready, darling. I'll be there for you by tomorrow. And we can finally be together forever. I'll get to meet your family and walk around your neighborhood. I can explore your house and maybe even fix your computer up a little bit more. But of course, I'll always make sure to leave a little back door for me to access it if I really need to. I'll have to go home eventually, but at least that way I can always find you if you ever get into trouble. Or if you end up moving and I need to track you down and play this little game again. This has been really fun. I always love talking to you, sweetheart. And don't worry, you'll see me soon. I should be running into your arms the moment I get off that plane. So, I do hope that you'll be waiting for me. Only a terrible lover would abandon the poor girlfriend at the airport. And you're not a terrible person, right? Good. I already knew that you were gonna say that. You're one of the most precious and innocent people in the world. And you're all mine. Forever and always. I'll see you tomorrow, my love. So, don't stay up too late into the night. I don't want you to be driving whilst you're tired. Oh, and delete some of your folders before I get there. I've already seen what's in them, but you might want to bin them before your parents find out what you've been looking at.